Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, Crime Files listeners. I'm Kara Small. I don't know if you've heard, but a little team in Kansas City just did something pretty significant. Yeah, that's right. I'm talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. They just won the Super Bowl for the first time in 50 years. Literally, their last championship was in 1970. Be on the lookout for a special Chiefs episode, which will come out later this month on the podcast Signal Hill. You'll hear from several people who were at the parade, including one person who came all the way from Georgia. It will be a super exciting episode with exclusive interviews only done by Fox 4. That'll be on Signal Hill, the podcast. Now, Kansas Cityans take their football very seriously, and as the station that aired the Super Bowl, we've been a little busy this past month. Unfortunately, that means we can't give you any new Crime Files episodes right now. But we do have some episodes in the making, so hang tight. And we'll get those to you next month on the first Friday of March. One of those episodes was about a 15-year-old who was gunned down 15 years ago. Police say they know the motive behind the killing, but they still don't have a suspect. You'll hear from the victim's mom as well as a detective familiar with the case. If you need something to listen to in the meantime, and you've already listened to all of the other Crime Files episodes, you might want to check out Crime Files, the Justin Ray Letters. If you don't know, this is a spin-off series of Crime Files that dives into a bizarre case that involves a man accused of murder and the letters he sent to one of our reporters while in prison. It's a creepy, gory, true story right here out of Lenexa, Kansas, and you might really find it fascinating. That's Crime Files, the Justin Ray Letters. Justin Ray spelled R-E-Y. If you want a little change in scenery, you can check out our music podcast, Crazology. Producer Kendall Swank sits down with a variety of artists, many of whom grew up right here in and around Kansas City. They discuss their music, and you even get to hear full-length songs in each episode. The most recent conversation is with KC native Calvin Arsenia, an electronic artist who also plays the harp. That's Crazology, the podcast. Our other podcast has also been really popular with recent snow and ice events. You can listen to Fox 4 meteorologist Joe Loria talk with experts on weather, climate, and more on Joe's Weather World. Unfortunately, that's all we have for you this week, but stay tuned for more episodes released on March 6th. This is Fox 4 Problem Solvers Crime Files, the podcast. I'm Kara Small.